with a big grin on her face. Phew, is it getting hot in here?
I don't understand either, said Steele. I got the impression he's close with Killer, and since Killer vouched for us and the guy has no other options, he was willing to take a chance. Then again, the guy could be stupid and crazy, which is why I don't want to get too wrapped up in this mess.
Well, I think we should do it. I'm all for having another chick around.
Shock stared at the woman's ass, especially one as gorgeous as that.
Are you tired of me already, Shock? Raven asked.
He grinned. Never, babe, but access is limited with this possessive man of yours. He nodded toward Rip. Steele laughed. Rip was pretty generous with his woman.
Even if we did kidnap her, which is not going to happen, it wouldn't be like that, Steele said.
She'd be under our protection, my protection, right?
They all muttered in affirmation, but it was all for show. None of these men would force themselves on a woman, and it was moot anyway. He had decided to come here tonight to check out the situation, though. He could at least do that much, and keep an eye on her from a distance until her brother, Craig, got back in town.
So, Steele, now that we've satisfied Killer's friend's request and checked that the sister's okay, Shock said, how about we get on with celebrating your birthday?
We've got time for one more beer before we go meet Dom and Magic.
Steele hailed the waitress. Laurie sat on the stool beside Donovan, tugging on the hem of the short black dress. He had sent it to her this afternoon, along with the death-defying heels, insisting she wear the outfit tonight for their six-month anniversary. She felt overdressed for this pub, but Donovan liked it here. It had its own microbrewery, and Donovan was partial to a black lager they specialized in, as well as a stout with undertones of bittersweet chocolate. She also suspected he liked being in a place where he and his wealth stood out from the average person. Donovan's friends Joan and Henry sat across the small rectangular bar table from them. She hated being on display like this, and she hated feeling outside her depth with a man, but Donovan's controlling nature kept her off balance and unsure of herself, even though in all other areas of her life she'd always been strong and independent. That's why she'd decided that tonight she would end it. Well, she had decided that, but when he'd announced they were celebrating an anniversary, she'd decided she should wait a few days. He picked up his glass containing a beer as dark as cola and finished the last of it, then pushed it aside. He slid his arm around her waist and pulled her tight to his body. She tried not to cringe, but he noticed the slight tensing of her body, so he pulled her tighter.
I know it was a surprise that Joan and Henry are joining us for a drink, love, but I promise it won't be all evening. They just wanted to toast our anniversary and wish us well. Surely you don't mind.
No, of course not. She smiled at Joan. Laurie hardly knew either of them, but Henry was an old friend of Donovan's. In fact, she was glad they had joined them. She didn't really want to be alone with Donovan. Their relationship had been getting more and more out of control as he became more demanding and, well, almost abusive. She knew she had to break it off, but he was intimidating.
A waitress arrived at the table and set flute glasses in front of each of them, and a barman arrived with a bottle of champagne, Dom Perignon, no less. He popped the cork, then filled each of their glasses. Donovan lifted his glass.
To a wonderful anniversary, and many more.
Laurie lifted her glass and clinked it against the others, feeling like a total liar. She wanted out of this relationship as fast as she could get out. But she sipped her wine.
Now for your gift.
Donovan reached into his pocket and removed a long velvet box adorned with a small shiny gold bow. Instead of handing it to her, he snapped it open and showed it to her. Diamonds glittered against the dark blue velvet lining of the box.
Oh, it's beautiful, Joan exclaimed. Is it a bracelet?
It's a necklace.
Donovan lifted the sparkling gift from its nest of velvet. It was four rows of stunning diamonds wide.
Let me put it on you.
She knew there was no point in arguing. He would win, and she would come off looking unappreciative and spoiled. She lifted her hair, and he wrapped the necklace around her neck, then fastened it. It was more a collar than a necklace, hugging her neck closely. She felt like she would choke from it. It reminded her of the last time they'd made love, if you could call it that, when his fingers had wrapped around her throat in a choking hold as he'd thrust into her from behind. Her wrists had been chained, so she couldn't push away his hands, and when she'd tried to protest, he'd tightened his hold until she couldn't utter words. The only sounds she could make were just whimpers of frustration. She had almost fainted as he'd taken his own pleasure and left her gasping for breath. Before that, his dominant sexual demands had pushed her limits in ways she hadn't liked, but that time had shown her he could be dangerous, and it had become